101.5 FM, New York City's main source of community radio.
That's right. You are tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial WBAI in New York City. 99.5 FM, streaming around the world at WBAI.org. Time now for a report from your local station board.
99.5 FM, streaming at www.wbai.org.
Hello, this is a report from the WBAI local station board. Every month, different members of the local board will inform the community on the matters of WBAI, and members of the community will have the chance to call in and share their ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. The license for WBAI is held by the Pacifica Foundation, which holds the license for four other community radio stations and has around 200 affiliates across the U.S. Pacifica was founded by pacifists after World War II in 1949, and the mission calls for radio that fosters understanding among nations and individuals, encourages creativity, and promotes innovative, uncensored distribution of news. WBAI became a part of Pacifica in 1960. The revised Pacifica bylaws of 2003 brought us the first governing local station boards to be elected by listeners and staff, initiating an era of increased inclusion, participation, accountability, and transparency throughout the network. The Local Station Board, or LSB, is a subcommittee of the Pacifica Board of Directors and has specific powers and responsibilities. For more information about WBAI and Pacifica, please visit WBAI.org. Thank you for tuning in to this report from the WBAI Local Station Board.
Welcome to this second report of 2020 from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Basir M. Chawi. I'm one of the six staff delegates on the LSB, and today I'll be serving as your facilitator, doing station IDs, identifying who's speaking, and asking clarifying questions, which will probably be necessary today. This month, we're presenting various members of the LSB. In the first half of this hour, each participant will give a brief report, which will be immediately followed by a two-minute period where the other participants in the show will be able to ask questions or make comments on the report just given. In the second half of this hour, until the end of the program, we'll invite you to call in with your questions and comments. I must say that since our phones are not working, we will only be able to accommodate your call via Zoom. And in doing this, there are going to be a lot of numbers you're going to have to write down. So please get some paper and pen ready. The LSB members who are supposed to be joining us in this first hour are Jack Devine. Jack? Say hello. Oh, Jack can't say hello. Hey, Jack.
Hey, this is Jack Devine.
Yes, say hello, Jack.
I'm a staff representative on the local station board. Sorry, we're just dealing with the technical issues of doing this remote.
Yes. And not only remote, but via Zoom, which is quite interesting. LSB members who are supposed to actually join us for the first half are Dede Halleck, who was not here yet, and Errol Maitland, who was also not here yet. Dede and Errol are listener delegates, which means they were elected by WBAI listeners to represent them on the LSB. Jack is a staff delegate, he said, which means he was elected by the WBAI staff to represent them on the LSB. I should note here that listener delegate King Downing was scheduled to be with us in this hour, but he had to cancel prior to this broadcast. Hopefully, we'll be able to get him on a future time. Now, before getting to those reports, I've been asked to present the Pacifica mission statement, which serves as a reminder of where we started and ultimately where we should be. So here are the five items in the mission statement, which should be a recorded item.
Pacifica mission statement.
A, to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation.
B, to establish and operate for educational purposes in such a manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934, as amended.
C, in radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community.
D, in radio broadcasting operations to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms.
E. In radio broadcasting operations to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied voices in the public presentation of accurate, objective, and comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. Article 2, subsection A, was amended March 6, 1971, filed April 9, 1971, and corrected amended filed May 5th, 1971.
Okay, there you have it, the Pacifica mission statement. I have to say that we've been joined by Didi Halleck. We'd appreciate if you mute your device. You're using an iPad at this point. Didi, would you please mute your device. And, well, say hello. As a matter of fact, you can unmute yourself. I guess that phone call is gone. And just say hello.
Hello. How is New York? I'm up actually in the Catskills trying to keep a bit cool. It's been a really hard summer for me and my family.
Mm. Well, we're sorry to hear that. The Catskills, we know, it's sometimes as much as 10, 12 degrees, a little cooler than New York, so you're in a good place, I guess. All right. We're going to start with staff delegate.
Yes, it's a bit cool tonight.
Yes, yes. All right. We're going to start with staff delegate Jack Devine.
Hold on,
Didi. We're going to start with Jack, and then you'll be making your report next. Okay? All right, Jack.
So I'm ready to roll. So again, this is Jack Devine. You need to introduce me again?
No. I'm not going to introduce you again. Just go ahead. You can say
right,
who you are.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So I am Jack Devine. I am a staff delegate to the local station board at WBAI. I'm a host and producer of Revolutions Per Minute, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. on WBAI. And rather than go through all of the business that the LSB has been accomplishing for the past few months, and I'm sure some of the other delegates here will focus on some of those other tasks that we have sought to accomplish or have resolutions that we have passed. I'm going to focus on something that I think is really, really crucial for the station going forward. Back in May, during our local station board meeting, we had a presentation from an outside, a non-member of the local station board who discussed social media. And this is really, really important for the station going forward. He highlighted the numbers of ways in which the station, the techniques that the station could use to improve its audience, its reach to people who are maybe would be drawn to the content that we have on the airwaves, but due to particular circumstances, maybe the age that they're in or the way that they consume media, are not aware of all the great content that is being produced on WBAI. So this presentation was a way to really get a conversation started about really developing out the social media platforms that WBAI is currently using, but using them in an improved way. And I think this is not something that is just a concern here at WBAI. It's something that is also being discussed at the national level. As a elected delegate to the programming committee within the Pacifica National Board, this is also something that is being continually discussed. So I think it's very, very crucial moving forward that this is a focus for the station. And there's a push to bring in someone full-time or part-time to do this sort of work. And while that has not been decided upon, that is something that has to be collectively decided upon through at the national level. I think this is absolutely something that would improve the direction of the station going forward, enable, make things much easier for producers, because it would open up new fundraising opportunities that would put less pressure on the producers while on air to be pitching. So as a representative of the producers, I'd really, really support moving forward with having a more focused approach to social media. I think it also would ease the burden of a management in certain ways, where that role is now being taken upon, and it's one of the many things that they are already doing. So I think from the perspective of all the people that work at the station, having a fully comprehensive social media plan is absolutely crucial. And this presentation is accessible to listeners of the station. If you want to go watch the recorded LSB meeting from back in May, the presenter was Ethan Fox, who has a long experience of doing this sort of work. And I think the sort of lessons that he offered for the station going forward are absolutely crucial to integrate into our approach. And I don't have any further comments in my report, but I'm happy to take some questions that clarify what I'm talking about here.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jack Devine, for that report. Do any of the other LSB members present have any questions for Jack? Dee Dee, any questions? Got to unmute yourself.
I think it's absolutely necessary that there be some sort of real active presence within social media. And I think that there certainly is more than there was a year ago. And I'm happy about that. But I think it takes a lot of experience and energy to do it. And I'm hoping we can get more staff I one of my surprises when I became a member of the station board was just how much is done with so much, with so little staff. If you look at
Dee Dee, you froze on us. All right. Well, I guess we'll have to get back to Dee Dee because she is frozen.
Well, I didn't hear a question in there, but I'm
yeah, and Dee Dee's frozen now.
Phil feels a similar way about the significance of having a social media presence, not just merely a presence, but one that is organized by someone who is experienced in gaining new followers, getting content out there, and having more and more people engage with it. And I think also something I guess I want to add that maybe I ignored in my report, but is really, really crucial to think about, is the fact that in this time of the pandemic, you have less people commuting in their cars. So less people are turning on directly to the radio. So they're more likely to be accessing content through their computer, through their phone. And WBAI has the streaming platform. And there's ways to integrate this social media approach with this online streaming so that we can make sure that even as less people are commuting, more and more people are still tuning in to all the great work that the producers are doing, because we want to be reaching as many people as possible with the sort of perspective that is being shared here on WBAI that you don't hear on any other radio station or especially on the TV networks.
Okay. Jack, when you talk about social media, what platforms do you think would be especially appropriate for WBAI to use?
I think WBAI already has a Twitter account, but I think there needs to be more focused attention on that. And I think that is the main platform that WBAI should be focusing on, because the people who are most active on there are this type of, people who have the political perspective that are drawn to WBAI. There's a massive presence of online independent left media producers who are on WBAI, who are on social media, on Twitter, and they draw large audiences through their presence there. So this is something that is absolutely essential for WBAI to be becoming in the mix of that and having a really focused social media campaign that increases the number of followers of BAI, find some way to perhaps stream the content on Twitter itself. I think the other platforms are also important, having a presence on Instagram and Facebook, but I would say that Twitter, because of its audience base, because it's more politically focused, and there's also some countercultural trends that emerge there, that Twitter should be the main focus of any sort of social media campaign for WBAI.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for Jack? All right. Well, then let's move on. Right now it is 10:18 p.m. here at WBAI in New York, 99.5 on your FM dial, and we're streaming live at WBAI.org. Normally at this time, you'd be listening to BBO Radio with Craig Lewis and Theo Wilson, but that is not happening today. That program will be back next week. This is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Basir M. Chawi. I'm your facilitator today, and this month we're presenting various members of the LSB. You just got through listening to Staff Delegate Jack Devine. Next up is going to be Dee Dee Halleck, but prior to that, as I said, listeners need to get out their pads and their pens. So if, in fact, they're going to participate by phone, you're going to have to take all of this Zoom information that I have to give you. Okay? I'm going to give you the Zoom phone number, which is 929-205-6099. The meeting ID is 892-6284-6252. Okay? Then, when we're ready for your calls, I'm going to give you the passcode. I know I'm going to have to repeat this again, but what can I say? By this time, you probably know that the WBAI station phones are not properly working, so we have to bring you this particular report via Zoom. The Zoom phone number, again, is 929-205-6099. You're going to have to input the meeting ID, which is 892-6284-6252. And when it's time for your calls, I'm going to give you the passcode. So hopefully you will put this information down so you will be able to participate via phone using Zoom. Okay. Our next listener delegate is Didi Halleck. Good evening, Didi.
Good evening. I hope the tech stays in. It's a bit windy here, and sometimes the internet goes out. So I think that went out during my phone call when I was trying to ask a question of Jack or mention to him. What I was saying was that I feel it's very important that BAI support the valiant staff that is there now to run the whole station and do all the things that Linda and Bertold do. It's really incredible. And the fact that the station was able to stay alive when under such vicious attack from people from the West Coast and that attempt to take over BAI. And I'm very happy to be on the board. I feel that there's no place to go but up with BAI, and I'm hoping that we can really bring the community together. I think that BAI can serve a very vital and important role in the community of New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut. I think people often forget that BAI does go beyond just the inner city. And actually, I can't get it where I am right now in the Catskills, but I can get it online. And also there, if I just go down the hill to Kingston, I can get BAI. There's many, many listeners throughout New York State and also New Jersey and Connecticut. And I hope we can really reach out and pull people together. I think there's a real hunger right now, especially with people being so isolated in various forms of quarantine, that people feel that the radio can play a very important role in continuing the sense of community. So I feel honored to be part of the BAI station board. And I must say, I really was ignorant as to just comparing the different stations. And I think that with what we have in terms of the funds and the obligations we have in terms of the loans that have been taken out, I feel that we can really pull, if people realize how much is done with so little money, that we can make it better and bring in more people and do certain things. I think certain people I've been a listener of BAI for, I would say, 45 years, something like that. And I feel that that people, that one of the things that drew me to BAI was I was living in Orange, and well, it was on the border of Orange and Sullivan County in Bloomingburg, New York. And I was living there with three little children, and I ended up BAI was my lifeline to the world. And there was a sense of community that even though I was living and taking care of these three little kids in the country and hardly knowing anybody in that town, that BAI was really my community. And I think that sense of being able to share my ideas and share my concerns is very, very important. And one of the things that I know in this, we're talking about like 66, 67, 68. Those were the years when BAI meant so much to me. Because one of the things, because I was out of the city, there were things going on there. I remember listening to Abby Hoffman throw money from the stock exchange. And I felt part of the community, part of the situation. And it made me feel, much more, connected. And even though I was 70 miles away and not able to participate, and I feel that one of the things I know that BAI needs to really support the news program. Paul DiRienzo has been doing a terrific job, and I feel that obviously there's things going on that he can't cover, and that there needs to be a lot more attention put on to helping that program. I think the news, we all are very tired of just listening to CNN and.
Okay, Didi, you got 30 seconds.
Okay, so I'm hoping we can rebuild the community and bring more support. And it's very important that people who are listening, that people who care about BAI, become BAI buddies, because that is the sustaining money that is going to keep the station alive. And that's what we really need, that kind of sustaining, ongoing funding. And the more we do that, the less we'll have of taking programs away to put on fund drives. So I think that the new format of using fund drives in a different way is really improved, and certainly the BAI buddy system, which Bertol was able to develop, has been a very crucial way of keeping BAI alive. And I'm hoping to do more fundraising for the station.
Okay. Thank you, Didi Halleck. I also like to say we've been joined by LSB member Jack DePalma. Hey, Jack, how are you? Say hello.
I'm here. I got to find it.
yeah, you're here. So we're not ready for you quite yet, but yeah, glad you're here. Glad you made it. Everybody did. Does anybody have any questions for Didi Halleck regarding her report? And Errol, we need to tell you, you're up next. Any questions? Well, Didi, I mean, you talked about the sense of community. Do you see that, well, since that time, a long time ago, back in 1968, that that sense of community that WBAI used to engender has decreased?
Well, I think it's different, but I think there's a need for it, for sure. And there is a community. I'm very hopeful, seeing the way the young people have risen and really are doing so much to point out the racism of the police and the need for reform in terms of criminal justice. So I think BAI has a very important role to play. In fact, I was heartened to hear that BAI is one of the most popular radio stations in institutions, the incarceral institutions, where so many people of color are kept and are really so and nowadays very endangered for their health the way with the virus, etc. So I feel that that's a very important audience for us, and we need to support the programs like On the Count that are so crucial to the prison community. And I think we need to always work to eliminate prisons in general. I'm an enormous fan of Ruth Wilson Gilmore, who was one of the founders of Critical Resistance and the people who have fought so long to address so many issues of the real irrationality and cruelty of the whole criminal justice system in this country.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dee Dee. WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. We're streaming live at WBAI.org. For those of you who need the www, it's actually www.wbai.org. This is a report from the WBAI local station board. My name is Basir M. Chawi. I'm your facilitator today. Many of you may know me from Education at the Crossroads, which those of you who were listening yesterday, you heard my program. This month, we're presenting various members of the LSB. And next up, we have Errol Maitland. Errol is a listener delegate. Let's hear from Errol. Errol, you're up. Hello, Errol. Hello, Errol.
Hi, can you hear me?
Not good.
Well, yeah.
Reception is very bad.
If you said it better, I'm having some technical difficulties.
All right, you're sounding better. Whatever you're doing now is better than what you were doing before.
Okay. So I'm having some extreme technical difficulties, and it may increase. You may lose me like you lost Dee Dee, but it's not because I'm far away. I guess it's because I'm between four thick walls and a bad connection. But, you know, it's fascinating to listen to what I'm going to call the young voice and the old voice, because like Dee Dee, I've been listening to WBAI for an extremely long time. And indeed, WBAI was community, was a lifeline. It joined people from disparate groups who otherwise would not have that literal connection to information and to community. But I also want to tell you that today the medium has changed so much, and it has shifted to what I'm calling a narrowcasting. And there's so many different threads out there and so many different nodes of gaining and sharing information that sometimes I wonder if we still need that community that is BAI. And in listening to Jack, it comes back that the answer to that question is still affirmative. It is still yes. We still have that connection to a to a central source of information. The big question today is, how can we amplify, magnify, and make it resonate more in the community? And that's something that I think, as a member of the board, we have to ask ourselves how to make that happen. And quite frankly, I think I have some ideas, but I also think that we are going to have to crowdsource it. We have to do what WBAI has been doing since 1960. And even before that, was to reach out to and make the community more a part of it. You know, folks got to understand that basically this is our radio station. If you listen to WBAI, you are a part of WBAI, and WBAI is part of you. And that the ownership of WBAI has differed from other institutions since Louis Schweitzer turned that station over to Pacifica. It's indeed a voice for those who are voiceless. It's indeed a heartbeat for those people who want to listen to something that is not the corporate profit-driven voice, but one that is about building people and sustaining life and sustaining a community with a different vision from what we are fed and nurtured in the corporate press. And we got to understand that it's a corporate press out there. And I think WBAI is also a self-regulating institution. And by that, I mean it's one that has a direction, and the guidance of that comes from the people who listen to it. And I think, you know, it is a moral journey that we are on at WBAI. You know, it's one that moves towards justice. It moves towards equity and fairness. It moves most assuredly towards love and towards life. And it's a station that affirms life. And it's a station when there are no other voices out there crying out for justice. WBAI will always cry out for justice. And I do believe that the people who listen to WBAI, as Didi was saying, behind the wall, they know that WBAI is a place that is compassionate. That when they listen to it, they're listening to a place that has compassion. And they're also listening to a place that is trumpeting against injustice and wrong. And it's a place of redemption that they can turn to. So, you know, to see like people like Eddie Ellis, who came on WBAI and started the program On the Count, other voices that have, you know, done social justice program, not just nationally, but internationally, you know, like Rita Free Aaron, that reaches out and make that international connection. And we can just go on and on and on and discuss these things. Now, WBAI has problems like every institution out there. I think our means of addressing those problems, given the nature of WBAI, is a little bit different from other institutions. So, you know, we don't have one autocratic person who can come in. Some people believe that they can do that, but the institution was never set up that way, nor is it geared towards one autocratic person coming in and try to impose their wills. So if you get a chance, you know, we need to talk about incorporating new media into WBAI and how to go about rebuilding their family and maintaining the spirit of inclusiveness that WBAI is. And now we are indeed a worldwide broadcast institution where you can get WBAI in a place where you can get any kind of radio or internet signal. And so we need to explore how to make that better. and how to work collectively and inclusively. I've spoken.
Thank you. Thank you, Errol Maitland. Okay, you've heard so far, Jack Devine, he's a staff delegate, and listen to delegates Dee Dee Halleck and Errol Maitland. And now it's time to hear from you. We're going to be taking your calls. WBAI phones are not working properly, so you can access us by using a Zoom call. I'm going to give you the number and all the other information you need. Please get a pen and paper ready so you can take this information. The Zoom call number is 929-205-6099. That's 929-205-6099. The meeting ID is 892-6284-6252. The meeting ID once again is 892-6284-6252. You've got to input that after you call. And finally, you will need the passcode, which is 007-563. Once again, the passcode is 007-563. So, Max, I guess you should, as I said earlier, get some music ready, because I know it's going to take people a little while to put all that info in. I guess I can maybe give it again so we can get some callers. What do you think? Yeah, let's try one more time. The Zoom phone call number, 929-205-6099. Meeting ID, 892-6284-6252. And the passcode, 007-563. Look, we've got some people who are calling, maybe. All right, we've got Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. Kathy Davis is hosting this. Can you unmute Eleanor? Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. Kathy Davis is hosting this. Can you unmute Eleanor?
I have unmuted.
I'll have to mute her again, I guess. Kathy, can you mute her? Can you help? And over here, we've got someone named Che. Che, are you there? Che? Che appears not to be muted. Named Che. Che, Eleanor is playing the radio. So, I mean, that's what we're hearing in terms of feedback. Che, are you there? Nope, I guess not. Eleanor, if you're still on the phone here, you got number one, turn your radio off. And then maybe we'll be able to hear you. I mean, in the meantime, in the background, we were hearing some music. I don't think that was Max's music. I think that was probably coming from Eleanor. I could be wrong. Max, am I wrong or am I right?
No, I think you are correct. It wasn't coming from here. I have your music from last night all ready to go.
Oh, okay. All right. That might work. We have to say... Catherine Davis, you may know Catherine from the show that she does. She is hosting this on Zoom. And then our engineer this evening is Max.
Okay, all right. That might work. We have to.
Gretel, is that you listening to the radio? Anyway, Kathy, you want to try Eleanor one more time? We've got Che, who doesn't appear to be muted, but he's not here. We've got Eleanor.
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, you were listening and you had your radio on. Hey,
I just joined in.
One more time. Kathy, can you unmute Eleanor just briefly to see if we're going to hear her music again?
Eleanor, please unmute yourself.
She's unmuted. Eleanor, are you there? Hello? Eleanor, are you there? Eleanor? Well, you know, one of the things that we're going to have to do is, you know, and this is something that I say is people are going to have to get used to using Zoom. I think that there are many people who are not especially adept at using it. So it's not that difficult to learn Zoom, but you got to try to do a little bit in terms of attempting to try to get a grasp of this particular technology, which we have to say has been a lifesaver in so many instances. I know I had a steep learning curve in regards to this and had to do something quickly back in March when John Jay College of Criminal Justice shut down the first of the CUNY schools, and I had to begin to do my classes that I teach on Fridays. I had to go ahead and do that remotely. And the best way that I could do that is via Zoom. And so I've been Zooming since March. Any other callers?
I gotta say that Basir's just wanted to note that you mastered the backgrounds pretty quickly.
When I was
it looked like you were out in the Caribbean.
Yeah, I stopped that. I think it made people jealous. They thought I was actually out in the Caribbean somewhere, but I wasn't. We have joining us, we have the general manager, Bertol Reimers. I guess, Bertol, if you want to say a little something, you can. We've got folks who are going to be with us, LSB members, for the next hour, which begins at 11. So, Bertol, we've got a little time, and I don't know what's happening with our phone people here. We've got a couple of people who are calling in. I don't know exactly who they are, whether they are other LSB members for the second hour, or whether they actually call us.
I'm a caller.
We've got a caller.
Yeah, right. And the part
first,
of the reason
number
I'm
one.
Calling.
Hold on.
You got no signal.
Your first name. Hold on. Give us your first name and where you're calling from.
My first name is Tim. I'm calling from New Jersey. Okay. You have no signal. You're off the air. You're off the air. My radio's on, and I'm not listening. I'm not hearing you. You went off the air just a few minutes ago.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Nobody's hearing me talking to you except you.
Wow. Okay.
So that's why I'm calling. If you get back on the air, I'll call back with some other things to discuss.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Tim.
You bet. Bye bye.
Max, we're supposedly off the air. I don't know what happened.
Well, I'm just turning on my radio to confirm the fact, and it seems to be accurate that we are not on the air. And I think Grayson just left. Otherwise, I would know who to blame.
This is Mitchell. We just went off the air a few minutes ago.
Okay.
I don't know why we are not on the air.
Happy days are here again. We're talking to ourselves now.
Let me.
Is it being recorded on your end?
On the radio either. I'm going to put on a little music from the other computer and see if we hear anything.
Hey, we're off the air.
Yeah, Matt confirms we're off the air, so we must be off the air.
are on the air.
We are on the air?
Yeah.
What, you're through the stream?
No, I am not hearing anything on my radio. Apparently we have gone off the air.
Until the philosophy which old one writes of
Well, it was just a little musical test to see what was happening, but nothing's happening.
So is the stream working? Or can you tell?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Stream is working. All right, so we're up on the stream. So what we have to do is we've got to continue. Our terrestrial radio signal is down, but the internet stream is still up. So we need to go with that in mind because there are people listening to us via the internet. I don't know if we have any more callers. Well, in light of not having any callers and continuing our technological disasters, I guess. Well, Bertel, I was saying, if you had something to say, we've got a few minutes prior to going to our next segment, which is at 11. You're welcome to say something.
Okay, so we have a strategy meeting with LSB that's meeting regularly, and we are exploring, all the social media venues. We have been told by the national office that we may have to change our Volusion e-commerce site because there was a site called Allegiance that was, that's a contract that was signed by John Verniel and Berkeley and LA are using that system instead of Memsys, and then for us is Volusion, and they've paid for it. So we're exploring, looking at that system. We're having a presentation on Monday, and we're going to have another presentation the Tuesday after on something else. I think Monday morning early also, I'm having a presentation of the webmaster to go over how to integrate corporate match. Which is, we are collecting about $1.2 million from people, regular people giving $25, $100. And I can guarantee you most of those people work for corporations. There's a list of thousands of them that do corporate match. And we're not getting much of that. We don't have any system set up. It's just too cumbersome. But this past 5 years, there have been companies that have created systems where you can tag it into a donation system and they can check immediately if the person's information is public, what company they work for, get in touch with them, get them to know if their corporations is doing corporate match, have the form available for them. It's like very elaborate system that are out there. Our webmaster, Chris Lapilosa, also is familiar with some of these, but we have a company that I'm waiting to get back to me so that we can explore. As you know, these things are high technology and social media ideas and concepts. So it takes me a little while to make decisions because I want to look at a lot of things. And I'm also working with a few people on the strategy committee with Sophia and Carolyn McIntyre, Linda. So Sophia has a lot of knowledge in this field. So, we are looking over systems and structures to see how we can improve that. And of course, the next thing after that would be how to set up the phone system so that at night, when somebody call the call center, you can choose to have the call be redirected to WBAI if we can have people at night at the BBI once the COVID debacle is over. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's pretty good. We can let you know that the next LSB meeting will actually be on Wednesday, August 12th at 7 p.m. It will be conducted via Zoom, that you will be able to actually interact with us using Zoom, that there is, aside from all of the information that the LSB gives, there's a robust portion of the meeting that is set aside for public comment. So you and the listening audience would be able to actually ask questions, make statements during that particular time. Next LSB meeting, as I said, Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. That for a schedule of the meetings, that are held, whether they are Pacifica National Board meetings or local station board meetings, local station board committee meetings, they should all be available by going to kpftx.org. That's kpftx.org. Well, I think we've got a another track to play here.
There's also a finance committee meeting coming up.
Finance committee meeting coming up.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. All right. So that would be Wednesday the 5th, I suppose that is. Let me check my calendar. Yes, Wednesday the 5th, a finance committee meeting.
It's posted publicly, and then people can call in also to listen and to, I'm not sure about making comment, but they can call in to listen for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get ready for our next hour. For our next hour, we have LSB members, Charlotte Albrecht. Say hello, Charlotte.
Hi, everybody.
We have Mitchell Cohen.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, great. Then I don't have to text you.
We have Jack DePalma.
Good evening.
And there's one other LSB meeting, or LSB meeting, one other LSB person who's not here right now. Max, any idea whether we're back on terrestrial radio?
Well, all I can do is put on my little portable radio and say, no, we are not back on the air.
Okay. It's quite interesting. You say that, still off. That coincided podcast with Grayson leaving the building. Very interesting.
Yeah, my radio doesn't have yous either.
Yeah. All right. So we're only on the stream, but we have to go ahead and continue. Okay, this will not be on the archive. I think the archive is from the signal.
Oh, the archive comes from the stream, so it will be in the archive.
Okay, so it,
yes, you have several callers, and Max, please look at your email.
I got to look at my email, too. I'm looking at that other thing.
All right, let's see if we can get one call in. We're getting ready to go into our second hour. We've got somebody at the 1305.
That's William Hairwagon. Thank
you. Oh, that's William. Okay. That's William. That's the coca. So William, one of our other LSB members, has joined us. We've got somebody at 1862 who may be a caller. Can you unmute that person? And we can possibly determine who that person is.
Since that listener is on the phone, you can't unmute the... Oh, there they go.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. I am the 862 person.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Hold on, 862 definitely... person. Hold it. Would you give your first name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Paterson, New Jersey. My name's Kate.
Good evening, Kate.
Yeah, I'm listening to your show, and I'm calling because you're speaking to the true needs and essence of the station and the people. And I think we need to bring BAI back to you. what it was and what the former caller was talking about, you know, it being like a real source of information for her when she wasn't close to New York back in the 60s. And I'm from that era, too. But what BAI was then was a clearinghouse for ideas and information of people who were actually out in the street calling in where the demonstration was happening, what was going to happen next. You could tune into BAI from anywhere in this area and be plugged in immediately to the essence of what the counterculture was doing. And that was its great value. And the internet cannot do that because it's way too varied and there's too many websites. You wouldn't be able to gather the information, but BAI radio can do that. But you would need to have, excuse me, I'm out of breath. I'm excited about this. You'd need to have like almost like a newscast, maybe with an additional segment to it that would provide this live from the street or live from where it's happening, clearinghouse where anybody could call in. It would have to be on some kind of regular basis where people would know when they could access it, or maybe it would be attached to news, and news is vitally important if there were more news updates. You could actually call this an update, you know, but that's what BAI's true essence was back in the day, and it's what it needs to be now, a place where you can call in and get your message across and also call in, listen in for vital information of who in the street or out there, you know, right down there in the trenches is relaying this current up-to-the-moment information. No other broadcast can do that. And no other broadcast can do it with the perspective BAI has. And there are so many people that need one place to feed their information into and get their information from. BAI is essentially that. That's what its great value always was. And we need to bring that back. And no amount of pledging is going to do that. It needs to provide that service. That is the essential nectar of BAI, the essential service it always provided, that we need to have back. And what you're talking about is, you know, essentially that, which is what I heard from you. So I just wanted to call in and say, bring BAI back in the formula it used to be in, which was you had access to BAI and BAI had access to up to the moment what was going on. It had its finger on the pulse of New York and the country and the world. But like immediately, you know, it was a source of information. I guess I can't say it in 25 different ways. There's plenty of other thoughts attached, but that's the essential message from me I wanted to share with you and the listeners if you're back on the air. You're not on my radio. You're not on my air. No, you're not. But anyway, thank you. And if you could add, you need that station to provide one consistent phone number where we can call in, not the multiplicity of numbers, one for this function and one for that. And you also, you need to have a set time for this. You need more news broadcasts. This could be an addition to the broadcast and or it could be a separate segment. I would call it update. And you need to have one consistent phone number where people anywhere can call that in and know that if they spot something going on, some cop roughhousing someone, they can call it immediately in, and BAI is right there. And BAI should send its camera people out and send its people out and document it. And we need that function back. And there'd be so many people that would be willing to volunteer their services to a cause like that. No one's doing it. It exists nowhere. And it always was part of, it was the essential essence of BAI, its central role in how it played such an important role in everything that happened back in 68, 69, during those years. And also, if you wouldn't mind giving out that 892 number again, I would love to have it. But also, one thing you could do is actually print up, if you can get something like this, you know, instituted at BAI, you could print up little cards saying, you know, call BAI if you have information, blah, blah, blah. Here's the phone number. Here's the time, here's, you know, the times when this will be broadcast or you have access to live radio. You can be heard on the radio and or you can call in and hear live radio. Live radio with someone responding to you is another essence of BAI that nothing else delivers. The internet can. It's too abstract. But BAI, you know, one person to another. Anyway, you, if you Thank you. If you can give those numbers again, that would be great. But you can put out flyers with those three pieces of information all over New York and get your message out that way. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Max, you depress the station selector?
Oh,
the
one for that goodness has the lid sake, on it? It's been done 8 times. That was a one-time deal when that went wrong. And I can tell you why, but I don't know if the audience would be thrilled to hear it.
Guess what? I wouldn't be thrilled to hear it either. All right, we're going to go on with our hold on. Who's that, Eleanor?
Yes. Could I maybe field the call that we just got? When something is happening right this very minute, by its nature, it can't be scheduled into the program schedule. But people have been calling in Bob Fass at Radio Unnamable for lo these many years and being able to talk on the radio about what is going on. But the idea of our sending out cameras when we are a radio station, sending out cameras is definitely not going to happen.
Well, as technology changes, hopefully what WBAI does will change also. You're listening to WBAI, New York, 99.5 FM. We're streaming at WBAI.org. This is the second report of 2020 from the WBAI local station board. My name is Basir M. Jawi. I'm your facilitator today. This month, we're presenting various members of the LSB. We have one LSB officer in the second hour who was unable to join us last month, and that is Secretary Charlotte Albrecht. And we've got LSB members joining us this hour, Mitchell Cohen, Jack DePalma, and William Herwagon. They are all listener delegates, which means they were elected by WBAI listeners to represent them on the LSB. We'll start with the LSB Secretary, Charlotte Albrecht.
Do we not need to hear this middle break?
Well, we've passed the middle break in regards to the fact that we've had the break in regards to these technical issues.
All right, whatever. I'm just looking at my schedule.
I got you. Hey, Charlotte.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Anyone who knows me knows I appreciate sticking to a schedule, so I feel you, Max. I've really enjoyed listening to the previous hour of the show. I had a meeting, but I caught just the end of when Jack Devine started talking. So I haven't been on this show yet, but, so I was elected, secretary of the local station board, and I ran with the rest of the quote young people like Jack Devine and Sophia and Amy, sort of as a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. And I think I came into the local station board with a lot of expectations that were challenged pretty quickly. Because I got interested in the history of the station first, and the caller that just spoke, and Dee Dee as well, and Errol, were all talking about the vital role that WBAI played in the life of the New York left. And now everything is, there isn't that one physical unifying force. Like people have said, people are informed through the internet, but it is sort of cluttered and chaotic for people who don't know how to sort through that information. So I feel that my time on the local station board so far has mostly been spent trying to get the meetings to run a little smoother. Again, I thought that might be an easier fix with just like, okay, well, we'll have everything in, my millennial mind goes to like, we'll have everything in a Google Drive and it'll be super organized and things will just like fall into place. But learning, importantly, that like things that, young tech savvy people may find easier are harder for people that like, didn't start using that kind of technology at my age. Basically just learning that it's a delicate balance. But I feel like I've mostly been doing an administrative role so far, and it's been a lot of work, but it's also been super rewarding, especially being able to have these remote meetings and get through last month we got through an agenda and we made some really good decisions, and it was just a pleasure to talk with my fellow LSB members and feel like we were really getting something done despite the circumstances. I guess people have been talking about WBAI buddies a lot, and I think that it's just so, so crucial that is the main source of fundraising for this station, because, you know, I pay $10 to Spotify a month. Like, it's nothing, because it provides me with a service that I feel is vital to my life. And it should be no different for WBAI getting that sustainable income source. I think one thing we have to move away from is the physical premium models, because they really do. It takes a lot of effort to keep up with them. And I know that some listeners have a lot of trouble actually receiving their premiums or even knowing whether or not the order has been placed for them. So Berthold was talking about these sort of e-commerce platforms, and I haven't spoken with him directly about them, but I think any kind of premium that WBAI itself doesn't have to mail, that can just be sent out on its own is amazing. I also think, especially in the time of coronavirus, anything that's a digital premium, like an ebook, or in fact, there are publishers like Verso recently started its own book club with different varying tiers of, receiving 1 through 10 sort of books a month, handpicked, partnering with something like that, or Haymarket, or a magazine like Descent. I think what I'm trying to say is people don't want stuff. People can just buy stuff. But being a BAI buddy means being connected to the station and participating meaningfully in its life. And I think what I've come to learn as a newer listener is that WBAI's community, it's really a part of people's identity. And so whatever we can do to sort of sustain that so that WBAI is both giving to people and people are
30 seconds.
Wow, I talked forever, huh? I'll probably just wrap it up, because I just wanted to say the previous caller who was so passionate about reports from the street, I do think that's a really good idea. Eleanor does bring up a point that it would be difficult. But, you can't clear a schedule for protests, but you can make room for the primacy of these protests and the voices from the street. And I maybe have a little more flexibility in the programming schedule so that you can turn on the radio, WBAI, and know you're going to hear exactly what's happening on the streets.
Okay. Well, thank you, Charlotte. Max, I'm getting a text here that says you need to go into the room with Myers and see if they're moving the terminal room.
Come again?
You need to go into the room with Myers and see if they're moving the terminal room.
I have no idea what that means.
I guess that's the space back where, we've been kind of moved out of, where all of the equipment is in the back. Oh, the meters. Listen, I'm looking at that. Go into the room with meters, and see if they are moving. Okay, I got it now. They want to see if the meters are moving in the room in the back. You have access? Max, you have access?
Maybe he walked back.
He may have. Now, I have to say this, that based upon some things that were happening for the last 2 weeks, I made a suggestion to the general manager and the program director. And this is exactly why I did that. They know exactly what I'm talking about. And because they did not listen and move as quick as they should have, this is what happens. Mitchell, you're up next.
Yeah. Hey, you hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I don't have the radio. Okay. Welcome to everybody, all the new members of the board. I first want to thank Annette Averett of the Sixth Street Community Center, who died last Sunday. And she was, among other things, a very powerful supporter of WBAI. And we had a memorial service for her yesterday at Sixth Street Community Center. So empower Annette. WBAI mobilized itself in the fight against the coup last October. I'm trying to give a report. I'm going to run down a bunch of things now. Now we find that John Vernile, who is the executive director of Pacifica, and was finally removed by the national board after he acted without authorization to stage the coup at WBAI, froze our bank accounts, disrupt our fundraising drive, and took all of BAI's homegrown producers off the air and pumped in insipid pablum from Berkeley. Well, anyway, Vernile is now suing Pacifica. I mean, the chutzpah, if I could substitute that word for another one I would have used, is amazing. He's filed, get this, a whistleblower complaint against Pacifica in court. And the Coosters are once again submitting yet another attempt to wreck Pacifica's bylaws, waste tens of thousands of dollars on legal fees, take over the network, and possibly again try to give away or sell WBAI, although they yet again deny it. But we continue. The station and network are more important than those folks' attempt to bankrupt us so they can sell the station and pocket the money for themselves and their own stations. We'll defeat those attempts once again, but maybe there should be indeed a bylaws resolution where you only get one chance to wreck the network in your lifetime. Same people are filing something new again. So here's, let me quote. Here's the report out from yesterday's closed session of the PNB, which met in executive session and voted to authorize our legal counsel, Arthur Schwartz, to initiate legal action against its former interim director, finally, John Vernile, for breach of his fiduciary responsibilities toward Pacifica. The board also authorized interim executive director Lydia Brazon to accept a reasonable offer for directors and officers insurance. The one good thing to come out of the coup, yes, there was one good thing, but in that whole mess last October, was the unifying of all WBAI listeners, staff, and factions, an end to factions. Woohoo! So that was wonderful. And we all gathered together, stuck together. On that score, I'd like to welcome back Randy Credico, who did so much to fight to save BAI for so many years. Randy's show has been an essential part in mobilizing to save the life of Julian Assange, to fight against the fascism coming down on this country, to cover the Black Lives Matter movement. And also, Paul DiRienzo is also doing a great job broadcasting the BAI news every weekday at 6. So it's a returning, finally. We're starting to gear up the news again after the National just totally destroyed it. I also like to thank Johanna Fernandez, whose program, It's a New Day, is every day at 7 a.m. leading into Democracy Now! Every day she has a COVID-19 update and incredible programming debates at discussions that you won't hear anywhere else. And it's just wonderful. It's a powerful show. It's 7 in the morning. It's sometimes a little hard. Pacifica National also put together a weekly, it was a daily program throughout the network rotating. Now it's a weekly program on COVID-19 and resistance to it and the movement against the police throughout the country. And that's now a weekly program. And I'd like to thank Linda Perry for pulling together WBAI's contribution to that effort, and to Alex Steinberg for working as chair of the Pacifica National Board to make that happen. We need debates on the air, to understand this pandemic, to have debates within our movement, to understand what's going on. Running the station during the pandemic, as we all know, is quite a challenge. We miss John Cain's monthly get-togethers at the Commons, other people who are trying to get us together. Everything is done remotely. I'm calling in on the phone when instead of being in the studio. It's really rough. So a couple of more things that the LSV accomplished so far. The LSV completed and submitted only the second evaluation of the general manager in the last 11 years. The LSV continues to discuss this in executive session. Thanks to the very hard work of committee members, Marilyn Vodani, who served as chair, Basir Machawi, Errol Maitlands, Michael White, and myself, Mitchell Cohn, we were able to submit that. It was a rather large report, and it was just a big effort, and now the LSV has to decide how it wants to move on it. Also want to thank Andrea Katz, our development director, who's leaving WBAI, and so we begin the search for a new development director. This is all things that the LSV has to deal with in addition to the management at WBAI. I think, in my view, we need to introduce a small committee to look into some of the problems with particular programming decisions and suggest ways to resolve them. The station also needs to reestablish some sort of grievance procedure. And we hope to use the LSV section of the WBAI website to update it weekly to keep listeners informed and to rebuild the listener culture and community advisory boards. So important to rebuild that listener culture. It's just absolutely crucial.
30 seconds,
and it's
Mitch.
Been destroyed. Okay. And finally, we need to solidify and expand the WBAI Buddy program and raise funds for the station, which is cranking up the gears under the leadership of Sophia Arias on the local station board. The next meeting is August 4th at 8 p.m. of the fundraising committee. And if you want, you can contact me, Mitchell Cohen, and I'll forward your information to Sophia. My email address is my name, Mitchell Cohen, one L in Mitchell, Mitchell Cohen at mindspring.com, Mitchell Cohen at mindspring.com. All power to the people.
Hey, thank you, Mitch, for that report. Does anybody, any of the LSB members have any questions for Mitch?
It's not so much a question, but I also want to encourage people to come to that fundraising meeting, especially after at our last LSB meeting, we voted to implement a COVID-19 emergency fundraising plan. We don't know what that looks like yet, but it's going to be an all hands on deck situation. And you can find the meeting information and like the Zoom information to join also on that site, kpftx.org. where you'll find other WBAI and Pacifica meetings posted as well. You can also email Mitch, but you can go to that.
Thank you.
Okay, the time is 11:22. I don't believe that our terrestrial signal is back on the air, but our stream is still working. If in fact you are listening to us, you are listening to us at wbai.org. The live stream is active. Mitch, are you back in studio?
Mitch is not in the studio.
Oh, no, Mitch,
yes,
I'm sorry.
Mitch is
in
back
room
in
home
our
overlooking
studio.
Grayson Bay.
Having done what
Max,
he was instructed to do, apparently with no change in the situation.
All right, here's the latest information, and let me go to this and see. People are, like, texting me and, you know, with technical stuff here. That. In the closet, if you go.
Oh, I am not.
Huh?
Nothing. Please go ahead.
That was a joke.
In the closet, if you go to the APT unit on the top and reboot.
Just did that.
Pull it out and replay.
I'm just
reading the text message that I got here, okay? Okay. Reboot the grayish blue device on the top. Still there, Max?
Sure, why not?
You trying to tell Max how to do his job?
Oh, listen, please, Charlotte, if only you knew. next up.
Just trying to encourage him to come out of the closet. Be brave.
I have a question.
Next. Okay, you got a question. All right. We got to move this. We got
two more people. Isn't there some kind of FCC regulation that you can't be off the air for a certain amount of minutes? You know what that is?
I mean, well, if in fact there's a technical issue beyond your control, then, I mean, sometimes, as we know, stations do go off the air. I don't know what the FCC has, you know, does in those particular instances, but
do another station ID once it goes back on the air. That's all you can do.
Yeah. Well, I'll do one at 30 anyway. Next up, we have Jack DePalma, who's been waiting patiently.
I'm traditionally listening all the time. When I go in my bathroom, I have a little transistor radio in there. And I would just tell Bertol that I didn't send him a text this time when they went off the air, because I went off the radio in the room that I'm with, the computer, because I have it on the computer. But I thought the radio station was really like breaking into professional radio about a couple of days ago. It sounded like great station IDs in the morning with Michael G. Haskins, and that Joanna Fernandez thing that Mitchell mentioned was some of the best radio I've heard in 5 years or so. And this is for the people that were asking about the call-in from the street. WBAI had people calling in from the Occupy Wall Street. That wasn't that long ago, actually. And it really is hard to manage and maintain, especially since we've been on the run pretty much for 10 years now since we left Wall Street. Getting phones and getting phones that are answered and getting things in the hands of the people that give money for that, that's something that came up at the community advisory board and the town hall. It was mentioned by a few people that if people are calling in to give money for health premiums in this time of COVID, that would be a good thing to prioritize. And I offered Matt and Bertol services to help do what I could to make that possible with my car, with my service, with my efforts, if I could. Today on BAI, on the radio station, I pretty much only listen to, unless it's off the air, of course, and then I play tapes that I recorded way back when from WBAI. Concerning COVID, we had a wonderful thing about education. And really interesting about compare education in New York State, the United States, to three other countries. We had a wonderful discussion about elections and COVID and mail-in voters and the problem with mail-in voting. And then I saw it on MSNBC. It wasn't I'm trying to think of his name. How Trump Will Steal the 2020 Election is the name of the book he wrote. But they're basically saying
Greg Palast.
Greg Palast, yes, excellent, excellent author, and he's been watching this and ahead of the game in all the different states and with the election manipulations that seem to be going on in our country to suppress the vote, which is much more important than what other people think is the reason why Donald Trump won. I would highlight the idea that there are a lot of people out there that don't want to let go of their distraction. I have a wonderful quote. I won't get up and get it, but it's Maya Angelou, where she points out that racism is a form of distraction. You constantly have to deal with these distractions, and I think it's an example of what's wrong with America. And I think our radio station, the radio station, does a wonderful job of highlighting how these distractions are really unimportant. We have to get to the core of equality, equanimity, circumstance, regardless. This country's gone on too long. And with John Lewis, God rest his soul, what a wonderful man, what a model for us all, with courage and principle. He
he actually changed the world with like they said at his funeral yesterday. It was just very moving to me. I really want to thank the people that brought Ralph Nader to our air. I think that show was one of the better ones. I get up early to listen to it on Friday, I believe, at 6 o'clock. I want to reiterate what Mitchell said about Joanna Fernandez. I want to say what's in the chat room there about the community bulletin board. I remember the BAI where people used to call in from the streets. I'm a longtime listener, and because I'm now a member and a supporter and on the LSB, I feel very honored to be involved in working with Bertol, working with everybody here, working with Max, or working with anybody that I can to help the station thrive. We have to remember, much like it was modeled in the past with the plague, after the COVID goes away, there's going to be a lot of different things going on. And so we're going to see a new city, and maybe even if they get their act together and the rest of the, but Mitchell, what you said was shocking. I hope they can sue that man, because he really shouldn't be trying to defend his right to do what he did to us.
Well, it's not only him. He's fronting for other people with deeper pockets.
Well, I understand. I understand. That's usually the way it is, Mitchell. It's a puppet show, really. I just feel that that now more than ever before, because of what's going on with the pandemic, now than ever before, because of what's going on with the election, now more than ever before, because even if it is a Democrat, we just can't let them do the old Democrat thing again. I believe that's one of the reasons why I heard a comment that there was a lot of anti-Bernie Democratic Party manipulation in California. And I said to myself, boy, that must be really California, because I think there's a lot of problems in California with how politics and fairness works. I could see it right with the Pacifica Network. So I've said enough, and I want to thank everybody. Oh, and yes, Andrea Katz, for all the difficulties she raised in my eyes, many times she was doing things I knew nothing about, more than one thing, many, many, many things. So we should really give her a gold watch, or at least a thank you very much, and change our opinion about her service. She did a lot to keep the station. Like I said, it's very professional sometimes. Maybe not right now, but thank you.
I'd like to just mention, talking about distractions and talking about what Greg Palast has been mentioning, that it's important for WBAI to emphasize to people.
Excuse me, Bathier. Well, I thought we had LSB members on this show.
But they can ask questions, William.
Yeah.
Guests can ask questions. It's Eleanor.
Yeah, so? It's my time.
Well, hold on. You can ask questions when we go back to
half hour, an hour?
Listeners.
He's got to watch
hold
on there.
Hold on, right? Everybody calm down. You know, we're dealing with enough angst in regards to dealing with this. Jack, anything else?
I just want Eleanor to say what she wants to say, and then William can talk for 2 minutes or so.
All right, well, listen. Okay, if you finished, we're in the question period or whatever, and I guess we've got a situation where we've got Eleanor, who's been here patiently. Unmute her. Let's see what she's got to say.
Isn't it time for the...
No. We got you. We got you. William, it's fine. We're good.
No, you don't. You're not like, following the plan.
I'd like to ask... or encourage WBAI to emphasize the distraction of people focusing on the importance of getting mail-in ballots, without mentioning that if you send in a mail-in ballot, there's a 1 in 5 chance that your vote won't be counted if you're in the wrong district, of the wrong color, of the wrong party. So people should be aware of that when we're saying how important it is to fight for mail-in ballots, that early voting is a lot safer, to make sure that if you vote and your vote isn't counted, then you didn't vote.
Well, that's one reason why Trump is trying to get rid of the post office. so there won't be any mail-in ballots or anything. There won't be any mail.
So we have to fight to save
the post office.
Any questions for Jack?
Eleanor, the observation is true. What Mitchell said is also valid. Me and my wife agreed just before that we would probably do early voting rather than mail-in voting, because even though we voted in the primary with mail-in votes, you have to check the box properly. You have to put it in the envelope correctly. You have to sign the envelope properly, as Mr. Pallas said. And what Mitchell said is really true now also. They put some flunky in there to run the postal service, and the mail is already slowing down. So I said more than enough. I think everybody knows what's going on. And I really appreciate this, because this is a little bit more like that town hall with more than one person talking about more than one issue and all supported for the radio station. I just wish the radio station had it on the air. So
we're on the stream. We are on the stream. Max, are you back in studio?
For the moment.
Okay. You want to hear the latest stuff? Are we back on the air yet? No?
No, Max, because I have been instructed to unplug the device, and I have not plugged it back in.
Oh, okay. You haven't plugged it back in. All right. Yeah, you take out both plugs, and then you plug it back in. Okay, so you know. All right. So you're good with that. Okay. Anyway, you're listening to WBAI New York 99.5. FM. We are streaming live at WBAI.org. We are doing this LSB report. This is something that's going to be happening hopefully every month. Our next listener delegate is William Herwagen. So now, William.
Hello. Yeah, William Herwagen here. I'm just getting a little confused on the format. Supposed to be the LSB members presenting and then LSB members with questions in between, and the listener questions come later. But okay, look, let me just give some national news, national information. We did mostly local. I think Mitch might have mentioned a couple national things, but we have Pacifica has a $3.2 million loan. We've only made interest payments so far, and the principal, $3.2 million, is due, I think, in March or maybe early April next year. Then we have also gotten a $1.2 million payroll protection program loan, which may be converted to a grant, that's if we follow the rules, which I think is at least 60% to pay for salaries and benefits. And then there's another loan they're applying for called, they pronounce it EIDL. It's EIDL for Economic Injury Disaster Loan, which may be up to $2 million. And it's, I think it's 3.75% interest for 30 years. So that's a pretty good deal if it comes through. I hope it's for nonprofits. Then the search for the permanent executive director has begun. You know, Lydia Brazone is in there temporarily. What do they call it? Interim. And then also we have a what is this? Oh, the new national program. I think that was mentioned already. We had the COVID race and democracy on for several days, and then it became weekly, I think, and it seemed pretty good. I think it should be brought back. And then locally, the search for the permanent program director has also begun. So I wish us all luck with that. And I think some of us apparently don't pay too much attention to national. We need to, because as somebody indicated, they may be coming back again with something else, and the lawsuits and bylaw referendums, who knows what. So keep your eyes and ears attuned to what's going on at Pacifica, not just here in New York. Thank you.
Well, okay. Does anyone have any questions for William Herwagen? Okay, well, it is now 11:39. We're here at WBAI in New York, as you know. This is the monthly report of the WBAI local station board. My name is Basir M. Chawi. I am the facilitator this evening. I am also a staff local station board member. Many of you may know me from my Thursday evening program, Education at the Crossroads. In this hour, we've heard from LSB Secretary Charlotte Albrecht, Listener Delegates Mitchell Cohn, Jack DePalma, and William Herwagon. And now it's time to hear from you. Our WBAI phones, as you may know already, are not working. Therefore, we will be using Zoom. You will have to call Zoom and then input a meeting ID and a passcode. The Zoom call number is 929-205-6099. That is 929-205-6099. The meeting ID is 892-6284-6252. Meeting ID 892-6284-6252. And finally, the passcode is 007563. Passcode 007563. Max, let me give you the latest that I'm getting here. Da-da-pop-pop. Oh, are you unplugged? Folks are asking which lights are lit on the device in the closet. Max? I guess Max may have gone back to the closet in the back at 388. All right, we are awaiting phone calls. We now have no engineer in the studio for the moment. And it will probably take a few minutes for people to actually connect. Who's at the 1-862 number? I think I asked that before.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. This is Kate again. I called back in to listen because it's not on the air. And I'm fascinated. And you people are salt of the earth, beautiful and intelligent. And, you know, this is the kind of broadcast I really want to hear, not the fluff. But I have nothing more to say. I'm just here to listen. I have one contribution to make, though. Someone brought to my attention a woman named Whitney Webb. I believe it's W-H-I-T-N-E-Y, W-E-B-B.
Yeah, she writes for Men's Press.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Great stuff, yeah.
Okay, I haven't tapped into her yet, but get that word around about her because I haven't read, but I've heard from my friend, and I'm fascinated. So I haven't delved in. I haven't, you know, I have nothing more to offer than that, but I want to get hold of that information. But pass that around on your station. Let other people know if she's that fantastic, people should know about her, you know, rather than take a year and find out later. We need information right now. I have nothing more to say. I'm thoroughly enjoying this, so you can put me on hold or whatever, if you don't mind.
Okay. Kate, thank you for that call. We have somebody else. We've got Scott Holloman on. Scott, can you tell us where you're calling from?
Jersey City, New Jersey. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm listening to the other person on the other line. I guess she's just talking at the radio station.
All right. Yeah, through the stream. Just talk to us via Zoom.
Surely. I'm thankful for WBAI. It's the only piece of sanity I have when it comes to all the different news outlets and all the haysay and you know, the naysayers, whatever. Just thankful for you. Each program, each all of it. I just love it. And I consider myself a buddy.
Okay, don't be nervous.
Hey, I didn't realize how nervous I could be just sitting on the phone so often. The local station board. I want to meet those guys because I know they're like dedicated. They actually put energy into making this thing happen. Or I just listen.
Okay. Well, as we said, the next local station board is going to be meeting is going to be on August 12th.
Okay. Right.
At 7 p.m.
Hmm.
And you can join us on Zoom, just like you're doing it right now.
All right, all right.
And you'll be able to actually hear, and in some instances, if you connect from a computer, you'll be able to see many of the local station board members.
Hmm.
But it will be a different number than this, right?
Yep, it'll be a different number.
Okay, good.
That's Scott, all I have. There you go. Here, well, you know, you can see people, man. See, look, bam.
Oh,
see,
that's the I've been hearing from. I could have swore you were only about 30.
30? I'm more than two times 30. I've been doing the program for 25 years. If I was 30, I started when I was 5.
I'm 30.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Good seeing you, man.
Are you all remote or are you actually centrally located?
We're all remote. The studio 388 is closed except for some of the op staff. So we are all remote. Here's the look. You can see the station general manager over here, Berto. Berto, change your camera so we can see you, see the rest of you. See?
There's a finance committee meeting next Wednesday, by the way. Just remind.
Finance committee meeting and also a fundraising meeting also coming up.
Right, right. Wow. Fantastic. Excellent.
Yes, sir. All right.
Let me let you go because I know there's tons of people behind me.
Well, it doesn't look like that. If we were on the air, we seem to have a little technical problem. We're only on the internet stream. But if we were probably on the air, we might have a few more callers. We've got a few, but we've heard from them already. We've heard from Eleanor. We've heard from Kate. And now we've heard from you, Scott.
All right.
Listen, thanks for calling. Keep listening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Indeed. Berto, if you're talking to us, you are muted.
The link between 288 and 4 is down. So that's what's going on.
The link between 388 and?
Four times square.
Okay, so the link between our location and the transmitter.
Yeah.
Is the problem.
So that's what they're checking. Okay. It's either, it could be Time Warner, Verizon, or service down, or whatever it is.
Okay. All right.
We will be able, I think, to, right, Bertold, to get the recording of this meeting from Zoom or from wherever and play it at a different date over the air?
The stream is actually still recording, according to Max, so that's it. I don't know if Kathy is recording this. I don't see any indication on the Zoom screen that it is being recorded via Zoom.
It is not.
Okay.
It's streaming, though. I got a friend listening, so.
Yeah. Yep, so as I said, that it's being recorded on the stream. So it'll be available in the archive for the hours from 10 until midnight on the 31st.
Right. I think we're back on the air.
You think we're back on?
Think so. Getting to the second update here.
All right, who's got radios? Jack, you got a radio.
We're not on the air.
Mitch has got a radio.
Although maybe I pressed the sleep button on it.
Okay. All right. Well, we're here. We've got a few more minutes. So I guess anybody has any kind of last comments that they want to go ahead and make? We've got.
You have no live broadcast now. It's not yet there.
Not yet on. Okay. As I say, we've got a few more minutes. So if anybody has any additional comments to make, let's just go ahead and do that. I mean, I can go around and ask people. As a matter of fact, I may as well do it that way. Didi, any final comments?
I'm very glad that the Joanna Fernandez got such good marks by a number of people, and I think that's a very important show and a good time slot. And I hope to talk to her. I think a number of the programs might be possible to get some kind of funding for, to help bring in some assistance. I think that with such a low staff, I mean, we're talking about the stations in California have up to like 30 or 40 administrative staff, and there you can see how needed more staff is in New York. So I'm hoping that we could do some fundraising to actually make life easier for the producers and for the very slender skeleton staff that we have.
Okay. Charlotte, any final comments?
I got nothing right now, but okay. Maybe I will later.
That's cool. So, all right. Jack, any comments?
What Dee Dee was talking about, Dee Dee, I you made me bring it to mind. There was this young fellow named, I believe his name was the Black Dominican, I believe, Mitchell, if I was right or wrong about that. And he was so young and so on point and so inspirational and so excellent in his interviewing of Joanna Fernandez, and she interviewed him as well in reverse, and it was just excellent radio because it brought all the material that's going on in the streets with Black Lives Matter and all the material with how they're trying to put up a wall of noise about the protesters and confusion about who's doing what, and it was just so well done because you don't hear people of that age group on our air, and it was really well done. And I just because she was she as a college professor, I'm sure she deals with people that age all the time. He was a high school kid, and it was just so well done that it was an insight into what's really going on in people 15 and 20 years old that are on the streets, and I see them protesting everywhere in the city, or they were in City Hall Park, or I saw a bike, 500 bicycles come through my neighborhood last week. It's happening, and we're not even aware of it many times, and that's why it was so good.
Yeah, we should also give a shout out to Jillian Jones, who's been WBAI News, managed to keep getting into de Blasio's conferences and asking him pointed questions about his relationship to development, to the police. And it's quite great that she's there every day. And the last one, he went, Jillian. You know, so DAI has a certain cachet, even though we're hurting in a lot of ways. And a lot of people from the news, the mainstream corporate bourgeois media, used to listen to WBAI to pick up what are they talking about today, and then perhaps go and try and cover that from their own angle. And so we have a function that people don't realize often, that, and we need to, and we wrecked that by getting rid of the news team back when. It was a horrible thing when they fired Jose Santiago and the three or four other people who are on that news team, that for laid them off for monetary reasons. And now we're starting
to
rebuild.
Let's get on to William. Yeah, since we're going around, I'm giving everybody an opportunity. William, any final words?
Yeah. I just want to remind everybody, pay attention nationally, because the people that came last October, they're getting ready to come again. So make sure you're a member that you can vote. when if the time comes again to do that. We did very well as a network. Most of the whole network did very well in voting against those bylaws and the activities that other activities that might come.
Okay. Keep sharp. All right. The next LSB report will air sometime in August, and it will be presented by various members of the LSB. So keep an ear out for that announcement. Special thanks to Linda Perry for use of the time. Engineer Max Schmid. Max, you've had a rough time this evening. What can we say?
What, again?
Thanks all of you for calling, all of you who did. BBO Radio with Craig Lewis and Theo Wilson will be back next week. Up next, the award-winning Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special. Until next month, stay tuned.
And thanks to Basir. Thank you very much, Basir.
Thank you, Basir.
Thank you.
And thanks to Sean also.
Yeah.
Yep, Sean.
Thank you, Basir, and thank you, Catherine.
And Sean.
And good night, John Boy. Oh, am I supposed to be playing something now? Yes. Let's have all of it.
A huge opportunity to make our voice heard. This year, we have the power to decide our city's future, not just for the next 4 years, but for the next 10 by getting counted in the census. The census is about power, money, and respect for our communities. If our city is undercounted, we risk being underrepresented, especially our communities of color. In 2010, only 62% of New Yorkers responded to the census, with the lowest response rates in our black and brown communities. In 2020, I'm going to tell you something. We can let this happen again. If you want to stand up to the status quo and the five people in power who wants to silence us, start by getting counted in the census. The census is safe, easy for everyone. And remember, the citizenship question is off the census. No matter what anybody tells you, immigrants with or without papers count too. Mi gente presente. Go to my2020census.gov now and fill out 10 simple questions to get counted.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
And if you're headed out like Lizzo, you grab your cell phone, your keys, and your mask. And if you don't have a WBAI mask yet, call 516-620-3602 and order one in white or black. 516-620-3602 for a contribution of $35 to this listener-sponsored non-corporate radio station. These masks are cool. They're in black or white. They're 100% cotton. They have the saying, keep free speech radio alive on them. And remember, when you head out the door, you grab your keys, you grab your cell phone, you check yourself, and you grab your mask and you put it on.
This week on Working Class Heroes Radio. Lian Carlos will be speaking with Madel Hidalgo and Clever Cruz, both Dominican activists, about confronting anti-blackness and anti-queerness in the NYC Dominican community. So tune in this Saturday at 6 p.m. for our new episode, Confronting Racism in Inwood, right here on WBAI 99.5.